Well, obviously, since the crimes at Terrain took place about a year ago, we have continuously been calling for accountability for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. Unfortunately, we are concerned that the trials are proceeding in military courts. We believe firmly that crimes against civilians should take place before regular civilian courts. These should not be military trials. And in fact, South Sudan's own SPLA Act provides that, quote, whenever a military personnel commits an offense against a civilian or civilian property, the civil court shall assume jurisdiction over such an offense, end quote. So it's unclear to us why this trial is taking place before a military court. Our specific concerns are that the military use of military court does not provide allowances for victims and their family members of victims to attend the trial and participate in a context where they would feel comfortable and safe doing so. Right now, given that...
Yes, Elizabeth, calls have been made to ensure that victims and witnesses are protected. How important is this?
Well, of course, this is critical. You know, individuals who have been victims of sexual violence, who have witnessed, you know, killings, torture, etc., obviously they have a lot to deal with. They experience trauma from the impact of the event. They often experience stigma from within their own communities. And so coming forward to report, you know, means that they have to overcome many hurdles, both kind of personal and institutional. So I think, you know, ensuring their security is really, you know, a very basic step. If they feel like reporting will expose them to additional fears, then they're unlikely to do so. Yes.
Elizabeth, rape in South Sudan is a taboo subject. Victims care to speak out as perpetrators walk out freely. What could be the best way to encourage people to speak out?
Well, as you said, there is immense stigma. You know, individuals who have experienced some sexual violence, you know, often feel ashamed. They're often, you know, teased and harassed, even by their own community members. Oftentimes, women are abandoned by their husbands because they have been victims of sexual violence. So all of these societal and community reactions to sexual violence that increase the stigma and cause shame, these need to be combated, I think, through things like awareness campaigns and education, and through the commitment of the government to take steps and make public calls to see these community and societal dynamics change. But also, I think if there is a real hope of justice, if there is a real hope for reparations, that coming forward will have a benefit for victims, then I think this would help combat the fear that victims experience and the reluctance to come forward. Many victims of sexual violence who we spoken to just see it as useless to speak about what has happened to them because they have little hopes for accountability and because they have little hope that, you know, things like the medical consequences and the psychological consequences will really be addressed.
Finally, what would AI like to see happen after this trial?
I mean, concerning the trial of the Terrain suspects, you know, we would like to see the trial transferred to a civilian court, you know, as a very basic step. We'd like to see the government do all that's possible to contact the victims and witnesses and to guarantee their security.